The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That was our little bridge.
I thought that was a sound check.
Sound check. That's how funny our sound checks are.
I like to start it in case there's any sort of gold that happens or something I can blackmail you with later.
A little bit of pre-jizz, mate. Anyway.
Sweet bit of clear cum.
There we go. Off to a
good start. Easy, Dana.
Working. I see you.
Welcome.
What's that? You're talking about doing
the fake tan.
Fake tan. Are you back in the fake tan?
Nah.
it's real bottle.
Real bottle tan. It's not fake. It does exist.
People ask me, is this your hair? I'm like, yeah, I bought it.
It is now.
But fake is the wrong word for it.
I got the receipt.
It should be called artificial tan.
Yeah.
Like fake suggests it ain't real. It's a real tan. It's just you've created it in a different way than the sun, like normal people.
I don't think it is. It's a skin dye.
Still real, isn't it? It's still real. It exists in the real plane of existence.
Skin dying.
If I put it, brown people are skin bleaching and you skin dying over here.
Did it notice? I didn't realize.
No, it looks good.
Does it?
Nice. I wouldn't have noticed. Don't but now worry. I'm currently blind. I'm struggling.
Cole's got pink eye.
For anyone, right, let's do the intro. Welcome to episode 204.
Big ups.
I'm wearing sunglasses if you're watching any of the videos of this because I'm currently on the tail end of an eye infection. Technically,
from
it's conjunctivitis. The more sort of common phrase is pink eye. I've got pink eye.
Just say it.
Nothing wrong with pink eye.
Hey, be proud.
I'm proud of it.
You enjoy your sex life. You know what I mean?
Look, if you can't rub your eye in dirty places, what can you do, innit?
Nothing, bruv.
I'm putting my eye in some filth, man.
Your makeup looks nice, by the way.
I hope so. Funny. We went to this festival. It was with Eleanor Tiernan, and right before she was on stage, she just had like one stripe, like 2 millimeters above her eye line. I said, "Girl, what happened to you?"
Yeah.
She's like, "I was putting on my makeup, but I didn't have a mirror."
No, you don't do it.
Start
blind.
Again, girl.
Yeah. Come on.
So funny.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast, Dana Alexander.
Hey.
And on the ones and twos, old school, we got Mooch in.
The CEO.
Currently running our
South London.
Skeleton crew of staff at this venue.
South London, Don Corleone.
I've got to go clean the toilets in a minute.
Yeah, man. That's it. Do some painting.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's good to be back in the studio. My eye is fucked. I can't see anything. So everything's blurry currently.
I must be really black.
Yes.
What caused it?
No. It's an infection. You can pick it up anywhere. So it's not like
anywhere.
You know.
I wash
my hands after I wipe my bum hole.
Nah, sure.
But no, I don't know. I don't really care where it came from. I just want it to go away.
Just out of curiosity, do you wash your hands after you pee?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I thought you were making that distinction. I was like, wait a minute.
I know, but I don't reckon you'd get it if you. Even, I don't reckon you would get it from wee.
Willies aren't dirty though, are they?
But I reckon shit is way dirtier than wee. So like, if you were gonna get
investigate that one. Huh?
Yeah, all right.
Do you wash your hands and like you did in the pandemic still, or?
I've never washed even.
Happy birthday.
Even during the pandemic, I wasn't singing happy birthday. Give your hands a little quick rinse. Do your inside of your fingers. Do that and give it a good dry. I wasn't doing 30 seconds of washing, whatever it was.
I was black off my hands during the pandemic.
Why? Were you paranoid?
Yes.
Why?
Because everyone died in my family.
All right, that, I'll give you that.
Was that upsetting?
That will do it. Yeah.
All right.
They were anti-vaxxers.
I suppose. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
There's a big rift in my family.
Yeah.
Is it sorted out now or it's still?
They're dead.
Oh.
So yeah, it did sort it out, yeah.
But it was
evolutionary, it sorted itself out.
At the YouTube funeral, my cousin Leonard started going off about the COVID and suddenly the power cut out at the church.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a CIA, mate. That's it. The powers that be shut him down.
God, mate. So you watched it on YouTube?
Yeah, you could watch it too. Look up,
is that right?
Clever Lynn Alexander.
I didn't see you share it on Insta or anything.
I didn't.
Like and share, please, guys.
When my cousin got out of jail, she did this whole like sign language dance to commemorate him.
I'm like, this
girl is the most. It was hilarious.
I think funerals, you need to keep it so simple. Don't nothing cringy.
We're black.
In and out.
Church is like everything. You know, black church is very exclusive.
I know.
Was
it
loud and singing and all that stuff?
Oh my God! When I was a kid, my dad used to play like electric bass in the like our church was jumping.
Did he get asked to
leave?
Black
church is long. Like a lot of white people, I hear they go to church for like 45 minutes, one hour.
Yeah.
We went for 4 hours.
That is,
you know, I've been to a Jamaican wedding before, man.
They let you stay up on Saturday night, right? So you just like, you're trying to fall asleep in the church. And I'll never forget this one time, the pastor, who's about 300 pounds, I don't know what that is in stone, he just jumped on the bench next to me, he's testifying. I was like, oh my God. He woke me out of my sleep.
That couldn't be like, because I grew up Irish Catholic. So like, Irish Catholic Mass is the most... mundane,
just
sad.
In and out of air.
It's not even an hour. It's 45 minutes to an hour.
Just morbid.
But like, it's not like, you know, the Protestants are the worst. Mm. Protestant mass, you're
Pentecostals.
In and out.
Apostles. Have you ever 20
seen,
minutes,
their,
seen
their mass
exorcism?
Is like 20 minutes, half an hour
I've
long.
I've seen an exorcism at church.
Really?
Okay.
What, in Canada?
My grandfather. It was so funny. Me and my brother
he
was
had some of that
there.
Devil
he
in him.
He started to catch the spirit. You know, and he started to catch the spirit. And he started telling off one of the deacons. He's like, you're out in the road picking up prostitutes.
He's like, Me and my brother were like,
and what?
I'm sitting next to you.
Oh my God. And then they tried to tell me about creationism at Sunday school. And I was like, oh no, we just went to the dinosaur museum. Don't even try me right now.
Oh man.
Is that in Canada, is it?
Yeah, the Badlands.
Have you been 20 in London?
To the dinosaur museum?
No. The dinosaurs aren't real. Not really.
They are.
They're just only 5,000 years old.
Yeah. Is that how long ago they are?
Dinosaurs are 1.5 million years ago.
Fuck.
A million and one half.
Yeah. No, I think it was, wasn't it like 1.5 million years ago?
Humans weren't around with dinosaurs.
We're only a couple hundred thousand years old.
I know, just keep confusing us, because remember that show, Dinosaurs?
Yeah,
Flintstones.
Not the mama.
Flintstones was the one, isn't it?
There were some cavemen just running around like they were rats, basically. Yeah.
But there were like mammoths.
Confusing people.
Weren't there? Like, there were some.
A couple hundred thousand years ago, there would have been like
humans were around with some of these.
But not dinosaurs.
Fucked up big things.
Or like saber toothed tigers and things like that, probably died out in the last couple hundred thousand years.
Coming at you in the woods, man.
Well, there's all this talk of like the sort of ancient civilizations that are sort of popping up now.
Yeah, I think that's all bollocks.
I don't know. But it's
Egyptology.
I do as well.
I love it.
I will, but I don't buy believe any of it. But I do like reading it.
Yeah.
How can you not believe in it when they find the tombs and stuff?
For believe what though?
Egyptology and all these ancient civilizations.
Yeah, but no, I believe in those. But I'm talking about the conspiracies were all that they were alien civilizations.
Oh yeah, because they don't want to believe that black people could build anything.
Exactly.
That's what they came from.
That's exactly
what
it is.
They couldn't figure out like how did they make these pyramids? Why can't we make them again? Black people could never do this.
It's got to be aliens.
That's what happened. It's true.
But they've got apparently they're on Antarctica as well or something like that.
Yeah, but everyone says shit about Antarctica. No one knows what's in Antarctica. You can't. It's so fucking cold.
Yeah.
I feel like
17 people know.
And I reckon more than you can.
I'm one of them.
What is there?
I'd be mad if you were.
Tell us.
There's polar bears.
But yeah, I just I think most. Yeah, I'm not a. You know, I've got a.
You can't
brother
eat,
who's a
like
conspiracy
they have,
theorist.
They basically have to bring everything in Antarctica. There's even the fish. A lot of the fish are inedible down there.
Why?
Too cold.
It's frozen.
They just don't have enough meat on them. They don't have enough meat on them. These weird prehistoric fish. Like, think about how cold it is. Like, what kind of fish you'd have to be to survive.
Like no meat on them or something.
Yeah, yeah. Be like them weird ones. You know what I mean? When they go really deep and there's them ones that have just got big like teeth. Like,
they got no eyes.
Yeah, them
shit.
Ones. They'll just be looking like that shit. I don't want to eat one of them.
What's the point in them fish, man?
At least they survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's sort of circular. There is a point to everything though, isn't there? Like every little animal.
Yeah, I suppose.
You just have to find it.
Yeah.
They just got to find their purpose.
Like a little fly. What are you doing, mate?
I feel like flies are here to annoy everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it. Keep us annoyed.
I think that is
because to alert you, like that, so you don't step in the shit on the road.
Yeah. Hey. I genuinely saw a shit yesterday that had about 50 flies on it.
You rub it in your eye.
I'm so tired of people who let their dogs poo in the road.
I actually
accosted a woman in the street. Yeah. I said, yo, girl, you need to pick that up. And she was just like, I'm going to go back. I'm like, no, you're not. Yeah. I would take
it in your hand.
Out of my bag. I said, I got a bag right here for you, girl. She's like, I'm coming back. I'm like, you're not coming
back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I've been looking at that shit all week.
Yeah. Where do you stand on, like, where? I mean, obviously they can't shit
did
on the pavement.
Did she have a dog with her?
What about shitting in parks and stuff on grass where shit
pick
probably
it up. Pick
yeah, but surely
what kind
isn't
of dirty
it,
life, even in Canada.
But what about in the
litter?
Woods and stuff? Surely shitting in the woods, it's just compost, right?
Even animals I mean, in the woods.
But if kids could
shit.
Tread in
even
it, it's bad.
No,
shit.
They not all of them. What are you thinking? A deer buries their shit.
Not them, but that.
I think it's weird. You should clear your shit
don't.
Up. Okay. However, if there's horses, they're just allowed to shit anywhere.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
That's weird,
isn't it? About
the shit in the road.
I know. There's
just
bare fucking mountains of
behind them, and they're just shitting. In front of your car.
It's not even a small one. It's like the size of two
massive.
Meal deals.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's
like,
mostly hay. Do you know what I mean?
True.
So it's
but
kind of
still,
it doesn't.
I don't care.
It looks.
It's not as toxic as dog shit. Dog shit is toxic, isn't it? Like
is
it can
yeah.
give. It can actually well, give you eye. It can give you eye infection. Guys, I can confirm.
Well, yeah, horse poo is like really good.
It's not
for the
toxic.
Soil.
If you touched horse poo, you're not going to get a disease.
For real? Why is that?
Well, we grow all of our food in fertilizer, don't we?
Yeah, do we?
But most of it now.
Yeah.
Most of it is.
I get mine Sainsbury's. You should go to Lidl, man.
Asda for sure. They
I bought
poo.
I bought the Lidl trainers yesterday for a
did
laugh.
Ya?
Do you know Lidl have
for a laugh? What kind of middle class? Just treachery is that?
That's the best. It's the best one. £15 Lidl.
So you're just gonna
trainers.
Wear them on Halloween?
I'm gonna wear them. I'm gonna get Lidl tracksuit bottoms. I'm gonna get
them?
A fleece. I'm gonna look like
did
a.
You buy
them? Them for a costume? Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them? Aldi.
But they're gross. But
really,
I thought it'd be funny.
No, they sound like they'd be really nice.
But yeah, I saw them. I was like, I cannot not buy those.
Yeah, yeah.
A little pair of trainers. Come on.
When are you going to wear them?
I'm going to wear them on stage.
Is it?
At a corporate. That's what I'm planning.
Oh, these are right.
Have you seen them? Which one? Hang on, because there's different ones. This might be last season's. Bring them up. Bring them up.
Season.
Jamie, bring them up. Can we get them on screen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just getting the image.
Because it's the ones I bought, they're not bad. No, so not the blue and yellow ones. They don't do them anymore.
Those are
they're
thick.
White ones. They were like, that's a couple of years ago they released them.
I
they went viral.
You know, I went in a little ones and the one
go down. What's
so
the white one saying? Further
I
down.
I was like, do you have any hat?
Yeah, them ones there. Down.
What?
Yeah, that's what I got.
These are sick as well.
You like,
yeah,
here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
are my little trainers.
I'm going to
have a look at
these,
man. £15. Get them soon because they're almost out. It's like they only do them briefly.
I think they're overpriced.
I never go in these stores. The one time I did.
Where do you shop?
I shop at
Waitrose, isn't it?
Tesco's is
all right.
I don't go Morrison's.
Morrison's is good, isn't it?
It's next to the gym. We just go right after because I'm hungry. But like, it's when I went to one of those Asda Littles, I can never remember. The woman was so. I said, "Do you have any Howda cheese?" And she says, "Oh, you know the cheeses?" I was like, "Girl," I was like, "What's happening in this shop?"
And then
yes,
she
I
went,
the
"No, we don't.
We got Dairy Lee,
yeah,
and
yeah,
orange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah." Lidl just has funny, like, sort of, you know, weird Scandinavian cheeses and shit. Innit,
why do
man?
You shop there?
It's fun, isn't it?
It's good, Lidl. Fruit and veg, yeah.
No, but Lidl's good for frozen section. Fruit and veg is all right, some of it.
Frozen
section.
Why would you do that to your...
I buy frozen berries.
Why?
Frozen cherries and stuff for smoothies. I always buy frozen fruit.
Oh, okay.
Dana's a proper foodie, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is Cold, though, actually.
I'm a
100% foodie. Yeah. Like
but you
crazy.
Get good stuff. You get good little like vegan bits in Lidl. Like
you're really particular in a restaurant, aren't you?
Yeah, I am particular.
Like what? What when you say that, what do you mean?
Stuck gang.
Like I'm one of these people. Like I remember when I went back to Canada, And because sometimes food is just about nostalgia. Sometimes it's not always about quality. But I remember going back to Mr. Sub and I just wanted my favorite ham sandwich and I bit it. And I just like started almost crying. And he looked at me. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, you changed your mustard supplier. Yeah. I'm one of those. Like, right. I can, yeah, the princess and the pea when it comes to food. I can tell, like, people cut up a watermelon. I'm like, well, I can taste the onion that you cut on the board before. I'm one of those.
That's one of the worst things you can do by accident is when you've not washed your knife properly and you cut a bit of fruit and you get a weird little garlic whiff off it.
If you don't rinse a cup properly and it's got fairy liquid in your coffee, that's the only time I noticed.
Cutting board had come out of the dishwasher.
What?
And it still had that, yeah. And I was like, it just bothered me. It bothered me. Nah. It still bothers me 20 years later.
And at the bottom, there was a little bit of cheese that I was eating.
Hey, yuck.
She was not happy.
I was running, it's a different beast, but similar sort of in the same vein. I was running my daughter a bath recently, and I was eating a vegan Magnum ice cream.
Are you vegan?
Yeah, I've been vegan for over a decade. And basically,
Are you serious? Does she not know?
You don't know I'm vegan.
Well, are you one of those that go on about it?
Yeah, all the time. No, I don't. I never mention it. I don't mention it. It's just in all my social media profile.
The podcast description.
It's in every.
That's why we dropped
it's in
it.
Every sentence you say.
But how do you feel when you smell that bacon cooking, or you? When meat is just like...
I was never mad about it.
I always,
you know it smells good when you pass that barbecue and you regret your choices.
No, but I don't regret because I always liked the taste, but I hated what it was from childhood. But I sort of powered through because of the taste. I always felt guilty after eating it.
Listen, things can be cute and delicious, okay?
Yeah.
Like my
They're
cock.
Not mutual.
What's your favorite meat? Penis. Not really.
Ribs.
Ribs.
Yeah.
And what, ribs?
Barbecue ribs, braised ribs. I'm going to start sounding like that guy from Forrest Gump.
but ribs, you can get crap ones as well. When they're good, they're good.
Yeah, British ribs.
Yeah.
You guys are...
On a barbecue, they're the best kind of big ass falling off the bone.
It's all about the marinade and how you cook it. And you like, I have an Instant Pot. Get the Instant Pot. And the way that you do it is you coil it around and you let it like slow cook.
Mm.
That's the best way. So they just like slowly fall off the bone.
Well, like hours in there.
Maybe like three.
That's a long one.
Too long to cook.
Slow cook. Yeah, nice slow cook on some ribs. That's the way to do it. And you got to get that barbecue sauce right. Got to get it right. You always got to start with some roasted onions or some... The problem that people have with marinade is they just toss fresh onions into the mix.
Yeah.
The way, you know, I can cook vegan food that tastes like meat. I will make you a vegan food. It's like, yo, girl, it's like some phantom meat in here. Because it's all about the roasting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the roasting, a lot of the flavor that you think, it's like this. You know when you get a pizza and that smell that you get from the pizza that's coming? It's not actually the pizza. It's the heat on the box.
It's the
Yeah.
Do you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I know.
It's not what you think it is. It's the roasting of the vegetables that actually gives
that's
you that beautiful, deep umami.
But that's also the case with a lot of meats. People associate what they think the meat tastes like with actually what something else tastes like. And certain foods, things like eggs. Eggs don't taste of eggs, do they? Eggs taste of sulfur.
Eggs taste of cheese.
I think it was called the Stone Soup, right?
Right.
And they basically made this soup with vegetables and everything else, and then they put a stone in it. And everyone was like, they thought it was the stone.
Yeah,
but of course, it was all the vegetables.
Yeah.
They were kind of like the world, like with black people, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say that.
But yes. So what
Sorry,
is
I know how to bring it down. Let's stop the party.
I didn't get the analogy.
What was the food like in Saudi Arabia? Because obviously we talked a bit about your Saudi trip.
Saudi Arabia, I've never seen
men. Me and Dana had a honeymoon, didn't we?
Let me tell you, I've never seen men with bigger asses in my life.
Thank you.
Those men are
I've been squatting.
You've been getting butt lifts.
You know it's true. Tell me you didn't see those.
You did say that. I wasn't really looking though.
I was.
Are you talking? Could you see them through? Were they wearing the traditional gear?
The dish dashes.
Hide. they could not hide it. Those men know how to eat. Like, I mean, you can't drink.
A little badonkadonk running around.
There's some men with some badonkadonks down there. Let me tell you.
Why they got such backs over there?
Because all they can do is eat. You can't drink. You can't.
But the weight goes to their bum then, does it? Yeah, because a lot of men, it goes to their belly.
Arab men know how to gain in the hips and butt and upper thigh.
Maybe where they're squatting down, praying and stuff.
I noticed Iranian men, they don't have big butts, and they like to pray.
Yeah.
They also like to run away from the country.
But all right, but asses aside, what about the rest of the look? What's your feelings of... Do you find men attractive in what, dish dashes? What are they called? What's the traditional
I think
phrase?
They look pretty cool, actually.
You know what's so funny? I always end up with Mediterranean and Middle Eastern dudes. Always.
Yeah.
It's like I went through an Italian
It might
phase,
be a temper
a
thing. So I feel like...
I don't know what...
They
you
can
know what
handle
they,
you.
They handle me. Am I an animal? What the hell?
No, it's just... notoriously...
They can house train you.
Yeah.
They're not afraid of me. That's what...
But yeah, so yeah, okay. But what I'm talking about the actual the outfits... Where do you stand on the outfits? Is it an attractive look or you're like, take it or leave it?
They look like billionaires, don't they?
As you can see, the one good thing I have for me is my arms are not that fat. And I always have sleeveless stuff, so I didn't know what to pack.
Right.
So you remember, I was just like, just stay in the room, girl.
So you got to cover, have you got to cover your shoulders?
Yeah, you got to cover up to your
elbows. Some women weren't, though, were they?
Like, no, the rebels.
Yeah.
Those rebellious women. I'm not trying to do that black, please. But I did buy an outfit there. That I really liked. Remember that green little dress?
That was nice.
That was real nice.
Okay.
And it was
we had to wait outside the shop for ages.
Yeah. No, you didn't. It was 7 minutes. I bought that.
It was pretty
quick. 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Quicker than I thought.
The fabric,
I still walked
the
up.
Fabric was so light and it was so breezy.
Yeah.
So in like 41 degrees Celsius.
Did you know it was completely see-through?
It wasn't. I checked.
Didn't you know? Not really.
I would have been arrested. Are you kidding me?
I'm a little shy. Okay. Did you bought one of them or did you try one on? Was that in Dubai?
In Dubai, I tried one on and had a picture and then said, I'm all right.
I bought one when I was like in
£100.
Dubai.
Did you like, it felt nice though, didn't it? In that weather, like people don't have to dress for that weather.
If I was there for a few months, I'd definitely get one, yeah. I think they look really cool. Like, they're really clean.
I bought one and brought it home. All like thinking in the summer, I'll knock around the house in it. And then obviously, yeah, I think you're allowed to culturally appropriate billionaires. Fucking hell, Jesus. I can't appropriate fucking Emirati royal family's outfit.
I mean, they're silly rich, man.
Exactly.
I said to her,
after the gig, it was about 11 p.m. I said to the girl there, I'd never spoken to her. She was just backstage. I said, can I get a vape around here? And she said, yeah, the shot. And she went, oh, it's all right. I'll just get my driver to get you one. And she just rang her driver, just pulled up in his Porsche Jeep.
Jesus.
And went to the shop and got me a vape.
Everybody has a luxury vehicle over there. What it is? Of course you're going to get rich. You can't buy alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
I think it's also the
I mean, I like both of those things.
You lived there for years, didn't you?
But, yeah, I grew up in Saudi.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you have a Porsche?
Nope.
You were like a poor white person in Saudi?
I'm Arab. I'm half Lebanese. So I
reckon Mooch has got coins, man.
No, it was all right, actually, Saudi.
You must have had some
bare
money out there.
Yeah, credit where it's due. He has got an absolute batty crease on him.
I mean, you're silent when I was talking about Arab asses. You're like,
man's got a sweet bundalinga.
I was looking up.
This was twitching just in the chair.
Quora's got some interesting sort of bits on it. Why do Arab men have such big butts?
You Googled it.
What is it? Is any theories? What's the theories on Quora?
I didn't really read them, mostly because Arabs used to live in the desert. It's a hard life, and you had to walk, sprint up rough and sand.
Running up on them sand.
Yeah, walking on sand.
Oh, it's hard. Have you ever tried running on sand? I went for a jog when I was in Australia this year, and just because I was wearing them barefoot trainers.
Try anything.
And I just thought I'd just run onto the sand. Why? Just see what happens, isn't it? The spirit of adventure.
Now you told us all, we all know, don't do that shit.
But now I can report back and say, don't try it. But honestly, after about 50 yards, your legs are fucked.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard.
You can't get momentum in it.
No, and it's just your all calves as well. Calves and ankles.
I've been walking backwards on the treadmill.
Why? You're that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
People think I'm a really advanced training.
But it's good for you.
It's good for your knees.
Yeah, it is.
It's really good.
It's good to do it with the trolley, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, pulling
weights on a trolley, and pull it back. You know, in the gym, you got the trolley,
the sledge the thing.
Oh, so I think you meant on the treadmill.
In Asda.
Yeah, no, I do it around Asda.
Do a bit of your shopping.
I just tie a belt to it and I walk backwards around Lidl.
See, I can do that on solid ground. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to break my face going forward.
You should.
On the
you should walk back.
Never mind backwards.
Yeah, I do it slow, but I've got a bit fast right now, so it's a little bit of a jog now.
Right.
It takes a while, man.
Yeah, and also it's good to get.
Get from people.
You know what? They just think I'm an advanced athlete, I think.
I just think they think you're having a psychotic episode.
I'm sometimes doing a bit of shadow boxing, so I look like I know what I'm doing.
You look like an even more of a psychopath.
But there's that guy, knees over toes.
Oh, I weirdly think I follow
it's
that
so
guy.
It's so good. It's so good, man, to bulletproof your knees.
I go back to the elliptical.
What's the elliptical is this thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Cross trainer.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
She's working that back.
I prefer the male exercise.
Yeah. But
I prefer the heterosexual machines.
What, backwards?
For now.
Walking backwards bent over.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hi, boys. But yeah, it's bulletproofs your knees. Your knees are like really fragile, aren't they?
Mine are.
Yeah, like when I walk downstairs sometimes, like twinge.
I hear mine.
Yeah.
Since I was 11.
Yeah. They're the things that go when you're older, your hips, knees. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's
good to like, I want to live forever. Or at least be an athlete until die.
But that's also why things like them Tories squats and all that.
And 40 more years.
Squats and
out.
Deadlifts are all good because you basically, before you get old, you want your legs and
squats
your back to be solid.
Yeah.
They're the ones that
you know what,
older people fuck up.
In older age is I want to be like the one senior citizen that can still climb stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I want them to, like, I want my nickname to be Stair Climber. Even at the gym, I'm just preparing myself on that little machine. I'm like,
there she
goes.
Right.
When I'm 80, I'm going to be up and down. Yeah, I'm going to have a two-floor house.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, old people, die because of their hips go, like, because they fall and they hurt themselves.
My mom's going to kill me. Mom's still like, she still climbs roofs.
Yeah, my mum does. I was up
How
on
old is she?
63, but she's like 63 going on 31.
I was on my mum's roof the other day, like cleaning the leaves off because she keeps giving me jobs to do, man.
That's nice.
And but she came up there with me. She's 82. I was like,
get down.
I know, crazy. She's so fit.
Okay.
She's so fit.
Don't
she
ever,
does.
Don't you ever look at her? Like, I look at my
she
mom.
She does
and I'm
Tai
like,
Chi.
Right.
She's going to ruin your retirement. My mom is going to ruin my retirement.
Yeah.
She's too active.
Yeah.
It's like, sit down, you're old. No, I want to go shopping. I want to go to the museum.
Yeah, my mum walks I swear to God, she walks faster than me, man. Mm. And like, she's just way ahead, man. I'm trying to catch up.
Mm, mine too.
She looks like she's going to like go to a traveler site for a fight.
My
like,
mom
she just walks like that.
My mom loves telling people I'm her daughter, so they go, who, that beast? Terrible.
Where's she? So your mum lives in Miami or
my dad is okay. So my dad moved to Miami, but he's currently living in Nairobi. Even though right now he's in Philippines, she's originally born in England, but she lives in Edmonton, which is where I was.
She's
born.
Got a London accent.
No, because she left when she was five. It was funny, you know what? My grandfather, my mother's father, came over Windrush times.
Yeah,
he was one of those guys that like fixed big engines.
Windrush was the name of the boat, wasn't it?
It was the name of the boat. So he came to Britain in 1957. He knocked up my white granny, which was a disaster.
Yeah.
And
he got a video
but he
of
got
it.
Lucky. He got not back then. But he won some money on some horses.
What?
In 1965 he won like £67,000
in England. In England.
Yeah.
That's so much
which
money.
Is like it's like
I mean
million,
that's a million
it's
like now.
Two, it's a million Britain
and
it's 2 million Canadian back then. Very good. That's exactly what it is. And he just moved to Canada because Australia didn't take black people.
Right. Didn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
When was this last week?
Oh, Australia. Australia isn't far off still having those rules, to be fair.
What? That was an actual rule, Australia didn't take black people?
Yeah, they had the all-white policy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why Cole likes it so much.
Have you ever noticed in Australia how few black people there are?
I did. You know, I was there when I was 16 for a year, and I didn't see, for about 8 months, I didn't see one black person.
How did you feel?
Amazing. Not really. No, but then I saw one. I started chatting. I was like, because I grew up in London, man. Yeah, I was like, yeah. So he was from London.
Yeah.
And I got some weed.
I'd say even in the 12 years since I've started going to Australia, even the change in that 12 years, like it's the first time you started to see like Sudanese people that have, like, you know,
there's a lot of indigenous in Australia.
Well, you got indigenous, but obviously they got totally fucked.
Well, I include them in the black population. They actually call them a black fella.
Yeah.
I was, oh God, Australia was a lot.
Is it not Aboriginal? Can you not say that? Or was it because everyone's
saying it's a slur now, isn't it?
Is it?
Well Abbo is.
Oh, Abbo.
Yeah. I mean, that absolutely is. Yeah, that 100% is.
Abbo.
A slur.
But yeah, even.
It's a whole weird abbreviation of. Yeah. It's like the Pakistani just abbreviation.
What's that
like
word?
But it's not Aboriginal. It can still be used.
What's like, that?
But I think
you just said.
But I think indigenous.
But ABO
indigenous has become sort of the standard across the board globally, hasn't
no,
it?
No, you can't
First
get in
Nations.
For that.
First Nations.
Canada.
Yeah. They so get bad. They get Canada fucks them, man.
Oh, listen, man. At least we admit our stuff. We're not sitting in class trying to be. We shall never be slaves to the children of the people you enslaved.
Yeah.
Then, you know, at least we have some reverence. So when they found it was actually a couple of residential schools. So they used to take indigenous kids
off
bodies. Their
parents. They found bodies, didn't
they?
I heard about this.
Mass grave sites of students. Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you what, and I was one of them. I didn't celebrate Canada Day for the last 2 years. I did celebrate. I didn't really celebrate. I did a show this year. But it was such a deep, it's so deeply shameful because you got to remember Canada is comprised of, we're all immigrants.
Yeah.
And we're all proud of it. There's nothing wrong with being a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what are the indigenous people in Canada then?
There's so many different tribes. We have Mohawk, Ojibwe, Cree, Blackfoot, there's so many different tribes of indigenous people. My best friend growing up was half Grenadian, half Cree.
Well, Cree is a Canadian.
Cree is an indigenous tribe.
Ah.
Yeah.
And Grenada is near Jamaica.
Yes, it is. It's in the Caribbean. Very good.
Yeah. I went to a Grenadian wedding before.
Was it fun?
You know what? It was for the first hour, but after 6 hours, it's like long
it's
in,
like
it, in a church, man.
Is long.
So long. It was all right, though. It was a proper Catholic, I think.
Indian ones, they go for days.
Days,
yeah,
like 3 days.
Five events, I think it usually is.
Mad.
I had an Indian one that went on for days. That was fine. And
sounds amazing.
I had a Pakistani friend's wedding.
It's still going on.
No, it was bad. So it was down in Portsmouth. I just started working with this guy, and he invited me to his wedding. And I just
next time.
I kind of was just seeing this girl, kind of, and I was like, do you want to come to a wedding? And so we went to this wedding, and I was in my 20s. She dressed like a prostitute. She was mini skirt, all of that. We got down to this
wedding.
Got any pics?
Well, I was young, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And we instantly get separated, and the men go all into one room, and the women all into the other room. And she's the only white woman
like
there.
That, with a sheet that
with
actually.
White woman.
With just like.
Dressed like a hooah. <Yeah,
just, laughs> No one is talking to her.
Oh, no.
And I'm up on the stage, part of the ceremony. Dutty
hooah.
I can't get off the stage. And shit. Like, it was just the most awkward drive home ever.
Oh, no. Did she charge you much?
No.
She sounds fit.
It was the Ukrainian girl.
I just realised we should probably do some questions before we get too carried away.
Good questions for time.
Let's see what we got. Somebody's just asked about, have you seen Barbie?
Yeah.
Barbie's banned from Saudi Arabia, isn't it?
You know what's so funny about that? Because it's
of the agenda.
Okay, let's talk about the trans agenda. It was like, what was your agenda? I wanted to get beat up throughout my whole high school and junior high years. That's not my agenda.
But anyways, they
actually banned it because a trans person was just in the movie.
Ban it.
And the craziest thing.
Who was the trans person in the movie?
It was the red-haired, long, beautiful one. Anyway, she was just like, oh, flat feet, gross.
Oh.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know.
So just literally for a trans person being in the film, it got banned.
Nothing to do with trans anything. And then the funniest thing, because on Air Saudia that we took back, She was in another movie, Cute Love or whatever it was, with that guy from Saturday Night Live that you don't like, Pete something.
Oh, Davidson.
Yeah, and that other girl that
the guy you don't like. Everyone knows I don't like him.
I don't not like
Kim Kardashian likes him, but she was also in that movie as well, and they had no problem playing that movie on Air Saudia. So that's strange because they're very, very selective about the in-flight entertainment on
sometimes
like Kuwait. Like you'll see like
sometimes
people
they dub out the swearing.
They dub out the kissing. So you'll just see two faces moving really close together, and you're like, oh, and then all of a sudden
they CGI
cuts,
a hot dog in the middle.
Yeah. And they're just moving away. You grew up in Saudi.
This is my childhood. You'd be watching a film, but like there would a
How
lot
did you
more...
knock one out?
There was porn there.
Of course there is. Saudis go crazy in Bahrain every weekend.
There were films you'd watch, and there'd be a lot more liberal with the cutting out of stuff, and you wouldn't be able to keep track of what was going on because they just cut big sex scenes or actual scenes out, and you're like, what has just happened? Because they didn't bother like
the
trying
Wolf of
to...
Wall
Why
Street
are these two so sweaty in bed?
The Wolf of Wall Street, I think, was edited down to 45 minutes.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Mad.
You think they could have done that with Barbie? They could have cut out the 3 seconds she was in the movie.
Yeah. So the question, though, about Barbie was apparently there's been a massive rise in people naming children Barbie, Ken, names from the Barbie film.
And
somebody said, do we give up now or should we maintain the pretense the future will be anything other than a hellscape?
Well, there might be a lot of Oppenheimer kids as well. You never know.
I called my son Oppenheimer.
That was a good film, wasn't it?
I've not seen either of them.
That's a good film.
My name is Barbara.
Yeah, Barbie.
You are Kenneth.
Barbie's kind of short for Barbara, I guess. It was named after the creators, Barbara.
Daughter and son.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He had two little kids called Barbie and Ken.
Or Barbara.
And Kenneth. Barbara is a funny name for a kid, as is Kenneth.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, there'll be a little spike and then people will realise they're dumb.
Saudi is a great country. Like the politics and stuff are like
fine.
It was
people.
So funny.
But the people are so, I mean, the service.
You know what was it was crazy? The first night we had to perform, notice how they all had our respective embassy members ready.
They had the English ambassador.
The Australian ambassador.
Australia.
Australian.
Yeah.
And they had the American one for, what's his name? I forgot his name on stage.
Ken Gar.
And they had
Lovely
the Canadian
guy.
One. So they had all of our respective
in
ambassadors
in case you needed to be choppered out of country.
And they live, it was so funny, and they live in a place called the DQ. So the laws of Saudi don't apply to this district. And
you go
like,
through armed guards.
They're like, we're going to the DQ. I was like, you guys have Dairy Queen here? And they're like, we do, but no, we're talking about the diplomatic quarters.
We went to a little after party there.
Yeah, that was fun because you guys don't drink. I was like, hey!
Yeah.
When I was there, there was Aramco, and it was all on the Aramco sort of lot. Was where
that was like a gated community, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it was a company. Aramco,
yes. That's, and for all the workers.
Yeah. And anything that you could just get, you could get alcohol and stuff. Yeah. There. I was young, so I didn't really, I wasn't able to drink. But that's where it all kicked off.
It was a well organized gig, though, weren't
unable
they?
To. Nobody could drink, but no, DRC or DQ.
My mum and dad would make wine.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's like a bootlegger over there.
So they just get grape juice and
it's like jail.
Yeah.
Mad.
Jail hooch.
Did you see any of that 400-meter queue building that they're building in downtown? Were you in Riyadh, I'm assuming?
We were in Riyadh, yeah.
They're making some... What was it called?
There's a line.
In the middle of the desert.
Oh, yeah.
The line. Which
but there's going to have flying cars and shit in it.
It's not...
I didn't believe that either. Someone was telling me, like, I'm like, I'm not going to see that in my life. He's like, you will. I'm like, okay.
They've been talking about flying cars for 50 years.
But you know what?
Years.
If you told us, though, in the 80s, that our phones would have cameras and all... The camera phone is the best thing that ever happened to black
people.
Yes,
but that was well within the realms of...
But no, it wasn't.
Compared to flying cars.
I'll tell you what. Do you know what's so crazy? Is much of the technology that we have now was inspired by Star Trek.
Yes. My wife would love you because she was just saying exactly the same thing to me over and over and over again.
Yeah, but flying cars are harder to make than putting a camera in a phone.
They're flying.
Like, that is way harder.
They make aeroplanes.
It's actually harder to make. It's harder to police and get people driving.
No, it's harder.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely it's harder to make on the scale of a car, like, you know, in terms of.
No, they can make helicopters.
They've got those drones.
Aeroplanes.
Yeah, a drone, but like, yeah, but
it's a big drone, isn't it?
I think it's so much harder than you're giving it credit for. That's why it's fine. That's why any time you've ever seen footage of one, they try and it's shit.
I reckon Elon Musk could be on it soon.
He won't, he's an idiot. You don't know why he got.
Don't start it.
That guy don't know shit, mate. He's just a rich boy. Fun
I know.
Stuff.
Don't even start me.
The
don't
Teslas are good me. Cars, though. Aren't
he
they?
Didn't design the Tesla. He had designers design it.
Yeah, but with his
money,
with his ideas, though.
They weren't his ideas. There's two other guys designed the Teslas. He had. He was.
I mean, he's a smart guy, though.
Yeah, but he's not a genius. Like the people that designed
Kanye's
it.
Kanye's a genius, though.
Kanye. Do you know what? I defended Kanye for so
I think
long.
Kanye is a genius.
Kanye thinks he's Jesus.
As a music producer, you can't question Kanye.
Oh, please.
It doesn't
Stevie
mean that.
Stevie Wonder did it better blind. Next.
That's,
next.
But Stevie Wonder's a genius to a higher level.
Charles. But you know what? No one
But Ray Charles wasn't a music producer. He was a musician.
Okay. Whatever I'm talking Kanye about, is. Listen, he can't even play an instrument, so I don't care.
He can.
What can he play?
He was playing piano.
He can play loads of instruments, can't he?
The kazoo.
The recorder.
I reckon if he could, he would.
What do you mean?
I'm sure I've seen him on a piano.
But he's a hip-hop artist and a producer. Why would he? He's like... Just
why? No, I'm sorry, but most people who can play an instrument, like if Rihanna could like blah, 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 on the keys, she would do it.
I don't think that's not if you're not.
Okay,
well,
not I do. I do like Kanye.
Not if it's not well, the type of music see, you want to do.
I like Kanye's confidence, like borderline
he's crazy.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Personality-wise, my issue, but I think as a musician and a musical producer, I think he's brilliant. His album, he's got four or five seminal albums.
Okay, but some of the stuff is just like you're such a. I love it. Sorry, I don't know if I can say it.
You can say whatever you want.
You know, when I'm listening to that, I was just like, what the hell has happened to this world? Mm. What is even happening right now? How does everyone think this is genius? This is ridiculous. You know the song I'm talking about?
No.
You're such an effing hoe. I love it. And then he's just like
watching. Poetry, man.
And his fashion, what is that?
Yeah.
Some of that is bad.
Little
bad.
But everyone's
bad.
Wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everyone's wearing it, though.
I did actually eye up a pair of them.
That's the genius, isn't it? Everyone's wearing it.
It's the Emperor's new clothes, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Emperor's new clothes.
Yeah, but that's, all, but that's like fashion. A marketing genius, yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, hell no.
But there is always
the Emperor was a genius for doing the Emperor's new clothes thing, wasn't he? For like convincing everyone.
I think it was the charlatans that built the fake garments that were geniuses.
Yeah.
He was stupid enough to think he had clothes on.
Well, that
I would call him the genius.
That's the lesson of that, isn't that he was a genius.
Oh, yeah. Not
the
him.
Lesson was,
I forget the story.
The lesson was about
still
hubris.
To buy those clothes.
Exactly.
But yeah. But I mean, that could be said for all high fashion, isn't it? The gulf between high fashion and
high
day-to-day
fashion is such pretentious.
It's meant
bullshit.
To be, though. It's meant to be. Here's the most extreme version of an idea that then trickles down and they level it out to be high street fashion.
What happens to fashion that's just supposed to look good?
Yeah. It's all Emperor's New Clothes.
But I bet it's the art to day to day life
thing.
You
can say that.
There's always a gulf.
You can say it's kind of like it is an artistic form. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, of course it is.
You may not appreciate it, but.
Yeah,
like some people don't comedy or
it's Emperor's New Clothes. That shit looks stupid as hell. It looks crazy. He looks crazy.
Yeah,
telling this man he's a genius.
I think you're a philistine.
I think if you was at a catwalk show and you were like, "That looks shit," like people,
it does look shit.
It does look shit, but people are think, "Oh, you just don't get it." You know
I
what
get
I mean?
It.
Yeah,
I
you
get
don't
it.
Get
it's
you
shit.
Try to it's
yes.
Exactly the Emperor's New.
But there is also a chance you don't get it. You've got to accept that possibility.
Listen,
yeah,
I get
sure,
it. I get
it's
it.
Shit.
I get you.
Yeah, but it might be. I might think it's shit. But I'm saying if I look at something, say modern art's a good example. If I look at a piece of art, I might think it's shit. But I also give myself I've got the self-awareness to be that I might not get it.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Do not tell me what Kanye is wearing is something I don't get. He doesn't even get it.
I don't think there's much
to get. That might
be
the genius.
So easily led.
I agree. I think Kanye's clothes are shit. I think they're bad.
I like the story of him when he was coming up and he was just
trolling. He's trolling.
Yeah, I agree.
He's trolling the runway. Okay?
Yes, I agree with that. But I don't think that's the same with all high fashion. I think there's a lot.
I was talking about Kanye's.
Yeah, same here. I know. I agree.
Stuff, I mean, who was it? Tiffany Stevenson had a really good one. What was that one where they're wearing the trench coat and the shoulders were like almost up their head? It was like two kids trying to get into a nightclub.
Yeah.
Look, I'm like, what are you doing? She was so funny on that one. That was a good one.
Yeah. No, a lot of it is dog shit, but I do quite like some of it when it's a bit extreme and a bit challenging. What can I say? Next question. Let's see what's going on. Oh, here we go. Has there been a gag or story that was taken the wrong way by an audience? Have you ever done a gag or a story on stage?
Oh, God.
That an audience have taken the wrong way?
Not the wrong way. They took it the right way. I just did it at the wrong place. I used to have this joke back in the day about, when you see women that usually you see them in makeup and the one day that they're not wearing makeup, you're like, oh my God, do you have cancer? I did that at a cancer benefit.
That was
like a lead balloon.
Was that at the beginning of your set you did that or the end?
Oh, like 17 minutes in.
And how did it proper tank?
Bomb. Oh yeah. Absolute Especially when bomb. I looked at the woman who was dying of cancer in the middle of the room. It was a benefit for her. And I was like, girl,
think
about your life. Just think about your life.
Oh, yeah. I did a cancer joke once and a woman was crying.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that to you, not to her.
No, I was, to me. Gosh, yeah. I was like,
think about your life.
Think about your life.
She have left. What has she been thinking?
Think about your short life.
Oh, man.
A woman cried once in the audience when I did a joke about cancer.
Oh, God.
But she didn't, it weren't like, she just was upset. Obviously, she had a recent bereavement and I felt bad. She didn't call me out or disrupt the show. She just obviously just affected her.
Just one tear.
Yeah.
Well, I had somebody there to leave my.
I'd sex with her after to make it up.
Doing in Edinburgh, because it's literally called the Dead Dad Show. It's 1 hour about my dad dying.
And they're like, why did you have to talk about death?
And
so
their dad had recently died, but her friend had brought her to the preview and not told her that was what my show was about.
Wow. That's
so
a weird.
Literally
move.
2 minutes in, I could see them having a chat, and I went, "Is everything all right?" And she went, "Oh, look, I'm so sorry. It's nothing to do with you. It's just I prefer comedy. I didn't know this was what the show was about. And I've recently lost my dad. And I'm not ready to hear. I don't think I can go through it." And I was like, "Mate, that's
snowflake."
You healed her by the end of the hour.
Did you destroy her?
I mean, wherever she was, it was up to her, innit? But like, I think she would have been surprised with how lighthearted the show is. It's not at no point do I like get at dark.
But even the subject.
But
you know what's really comforting to know? Everybody dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I?
Not me,
bulletproof
as
knees.
I did at that preview.
My boyfriend of mine, her father died, and she said, Sicilian woman, she's like, he was 92. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know what? So people get pissed when you live too long. Like, damn, 105.
I want that house money.
Like,
I think there is a cut off age-wise where, obviously, as a child and you're losing a parent, you get sad because your parents died. But there is a cut off age-wise when your part of you has to be like, that is fine.
Yeah, I mean,
do you know what I mean? Come on.
The age, as soon as you have to start wiping the, you know?
I still think you're grieving. But you grieve, but the grieving should have some relation to how old they were.
The day somebody has to change my Pampers, kill me now, just kill me.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
You can't change it yourself. By choice. If you're into that, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to be that in that state.
I don't either.
No, I'm good. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I feel like people who die young kind of have a good, like, you know what I mean? Like James Dean.
Yeah.
Like, because you saw how Marlon Brando fell apart, yo. Remember how fit he used to be?
He was a ting, man. He was a ting.
He was fit, gorgeous, man.
Stella! Hungry, though.
Yeah. Loved his chow, didn't he? Right. That's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. But if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think you're actually changing the podcast.
I think you're...
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 I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're... I think you're